This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With 9 days to go and facing the looming chance of impeachment, President Trump is scheduled to visit the Texas-Mexico border today. He'll highlight the border wall he pushed. Trump's immigration legacy will also include family separation and the detention of nearly 500,000 children at the border. Many of those children, as well as hundreds of thousands of adults, were kept in for-profit detention centers that made good money during Trump's term. As Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, that could soon change.
A study from the Marshall Project found that the portion of company revenue from immigration detention for the private prison company CoreCivic more than doubled between 2014 and 2019. Denise Gilman studies immigration law at the University of Texas at Austin. She says under President Trump,
the private prison industry just changed its focus to the federal government and specifically to immigration detention and began engaging in much heavier lobbying and campaign contributions.
The Biden campaign promised to end for-profit detention centers. And David Fati, director of the American Civil Liberties Union's Prison Project, says things could change quickly once Joe Biden takes office.
The administration could make various policy changes that would simply reduce the number of detained immigrants, thereby reducing demand.
Stock prices for two of the country's largest prison companies, Geo Group and CoreCivic, fell dramatically when it became clear that Biden had won the presidency. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.